Ings, sister. Maitland, New South Wales, Australia. November 8, 1899. Dear Sister Ings, I have not been able to write but a few lines to anyone for this mail, except letters to Elder Haskell and Elder Irwin. I was sick one week and came to this place a little better but far from well, and since coming here, I have had to move my quarters to a more favorable location. I am in the house Elder Starr has rented for the mission workers, and now I can do much better work, but with council meetings and moving and the awful cyclone striking us yesterday, I could not write. We are in a place where there is the greatest need of the people having the last message of warning to the world, and they are hearing it here for the first time. The trumpet is giving no uncertain sound. Sunday was one important day. All day the message of warning was pealing forth to thousands, and the Lord helped me speak and lifted me above my infirmities and gave me power from on high. And the people listened as if entranced with the solemn subjects that had never fallen upon their ears before. There is a deep interest, and after this place there are many more just beyond. Newcastle has only been touched. There are many places connected with Newcastle, Adamstown, Lambton, and several other suburbs, Young Wallsend and Wallsend proper. All these places are being worked, and souls are coming to the knowledge of the truth. Singleton, beyond this place, is calling for someone to come to them and preach the truth. Oh, so much to be done. Word comes to me, open the work in regions beyond. Carry the message where the people have never heard the truth. Introduce the leaven, and it will work itself to leaven all around it. So there are new fields everywhere we may lift our eyes. I am not allowed to be satisfied with one place. No sooner has the message come to one place than another place is presented to be worked, and thus the new territories are added to the Lord's kingdom. We are stretching every nerve and muscle. We are all denying ourselves, putting in all the means possible to gather the poor, lost, perishing souls to the cross of Christ. The message goes forth in power. We are in the most wicked community, and yet there are the most churches. But the shepherds are false shepherds, and they kill them that are fed, and feed not the flock with the bread of life. Well, Sister Ings, I love you, and would be so glad to see you. I have never done more work than I am doing now, but this must go in the mail. Your sister in the Lord.